This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Citigroup's got some news for its credit card customers, and by news, I kind of mean ultimatum, actually. Go paperless or get kicked off their online accounts. That is reporting from the Wall Street Journal this week. In fact, the number of credit card users overall, not just Citi, who've enrolled in paperless billing is up a lot, from a third to two-thirds since 2015, as companies have pressured their customers to go paperless. That will save those businesses on papers and postage, yes, and it is one more step away from hard copy to electronic in this digital age. Do spare a thought, though, for the paper business. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has that one.
How does a paper company adapt to the digital world? It's just as good of a question now as it was back in 2007, when a class of business students asked fictional paper salesman Michael Scott on The Office. He admits computers are valuable.
They are great for playing games and forwarding funny emails. But real business is done on paper, okay? Write that down.
But the paper business is in flux these days. Demand for certain paper products is down, specifically in billing, says Matt Bruno with the National Paper Trade Association.
The overall trend, though, in the billing world is to move to paperless billing. And I think that's shifted our market.
Revenue for the U.S. paper mill industry declined 4% in the last 5 years, according to a report by IBISWorld. Firms are doing more business online. But Bruno has some Michael Scott-like optimism.
We've seen this rapid growth in areas like packaging, right? And so where one side falls down, another side goes up.
The side that's going up is because of all those online orders we've been putting in. Think about that mountain of cardboard boxes in the garage. Chris Tang is a supply chain management professor at UCLA.
The e-commerce is actually really creating a big consumption of paper right now.
Still, Tang says paper has its place.
For the legal documents, they still want to serve you the paper format.
Which harkens back to paper's historic role as a tool for record keeping, says Virginia Howell, who runs the Museum of Papermaking at Georgia Tech.
When you have a business that lasts 100 years, there are people who don't know, you know, how it was founded. Why are we doing the things that we do? Where did we spend that money?
That's the kind of paper trail that makes paper ubiquitous. Credit card statements, maybe not so much. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.